knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Good morning, Janet.
Coffee.
Isn't it a beautiful day?
I'll let you know just as soon as I get my eyes open. Coffee. Thank you. Where's your rest?
That's all for today. Too much coffee is bad for your nerves.
Whatever you say, fill it.
Janet, too much coffee in the morning makes a person cranky, irritable, and nasty.
Cindy, give me that coffee!
See, all you had was one sip and you're irritable already.
Good morning, ladies. How are we doing?
Well.
Any coffee left?
Uh-huh. Hold your cup out.
Maybe I'd better pour it myself.
Oh, be careful.
Okay, go ahead. Just gently, gently. Good. Any rolls left?
Right there on the...
Hey!
Oh, Jack! I'm so sorry! Did I get any on your pants?
No, it all went into my shoe.
Well, at least your foot won't fall asleep at your job interview today.
Well, I'm not even sure I'm going.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? You're not even sure that you're going?
Well, Janet, you know all these interviews are the same. I walk in there and hand Mr. Angelino my resume, and he'll ask me what experience I've had. So I'll tell him about all the hamburger joints and coffee shops I've worked in, and he'll toss my resume on a stack of about 50 others and say, thank you, we'll let you know.
Jack, do you know what your problem is?
Yeah, I can't get a job because I have no experience, and I have no experience because I can't get a job.
Jack, your problem is that you're full of self-pity.
I am not full of self-pity. I just happen to feel sorry for myself.
Oh, Jack. Hey, where's that darling little guy we all adore?
Larry, he's away this weekend.
Come on, where's that cute little smile that brightens up the room?
Cut it out.
Ah, there it is. Right. Look at that.
And don't forget those twinkling blue eyes.
My eyes don't twinkle. Do they a little?
What do you think turns all the girls on?
Huh? Oh, come on. Jenna doesn't turn all the girls. Most, a lot of them, some.
There it is. There's that lovable personality that can get you anything you want.
Including that job at Angelino's.
That's right. So you just hustle on down there, Jack, and you knock him dead.
Well, maybe it's worth a try. I think so.
That's our Jack. Yeah.
Janet, did you really mean what you said about I could get anything I wanted?
Anything but that.
Just...
What do you mean he's too busy to talk? Look, you tell Sam it's Angelino, and he'd better pick up the phone. Sam, now listen. When I order aged beef, I want aged beef. Right?
Right.
No, I don't have to see their birth certificates. All I need is a good piece of meat. That's not asking too much. Right?
Right.
Right! Who the hell are you?
Mr. Angelino, I came to apply for the job of chef.
Just put your resume on the desk with the others. I'll be right back.
Put your resume on the desk with the others. Mr. Angelino? Is anybody? Hello? No, Mr. Angelino just stepped out. Sure. I'll get a pencil. Well, oh, go ahead. I'll remember. Your name is David Miller, and you're going out of town. So you can't make your appointment, sure. Don't worry. I won't forget Miller, right. David Miller, yeah. Okay, I'll tell him. Okay, bye-bye. David Miller, going out of town. Can't make the appointment, David Miller.
All right, let's get this over with. Name?
David Miller.
David Miller. Oh, why didn't you say so?
Huh?
Oh, it is an honor to meet a chef with your reputation.
Wait till people hear that I have the David Miller cooking in my restaurant.
You don't understand.
No, I know. You don't come cheap. But money is no object.
Mr. Angelini, it isn't? No, wait a minute.
Please, Miller, I need you. Hey, look. Look at these resumes, huh? Amateurs, students, nobodies. Here, look at this one. Jack Tripper, college boy, no experience. I wouldn't let him wash my dishes, Jack Tripper.
Now, a minute.
I don't need a tripper tripping over my kitchen. I need someone with experience. Can you start Monday night?
Monday night?
Oh, what a team we'll be, huh? Angelino and David Miller. How does that sound?
Well...
Yeah, all right. David Miller and Angelino. What do you say?
Call me Dave.
Maybe that's Jack.
Oh, I hope he got the job.
Yeah. Hello? What? Oh, no, I'm sorry. You have the wrong number. No, nobody by that name lives here. Hey, believe me, nobody named David Miller lives here.
Hold it. Hello? Hi, Mr. Angelino. I can explain. That was my new housekeeper. She doesn't speak English very well. Hasta la vista, Carmelita.
See you mañana, señor.
Tomorrow night? Oh, instead of Monday night? That's fine with me. Listen, I'm looking forward to it, too. Bye-bye, Mr. Angelino.
Hey, smarty pants.
What?
Who was that?
That was my new boss.
You got the job!
Oh, Jack, that's wonderful. No, wait a minute. Who's this David Miller?
I am.
What?
Well, I'm not really, but Mr. Angelino thinks I am. And when I tried to explain to him that I wasn't, he wouldn't listen because he was too busy telling me why he would never hire anybody like me in the first place. And that made me so mad that when he offered me the job, I accepted it, and that's why I'm David Miller.
What did you say?
I don't remember.
Possibly say you were David Miller.
I didn't say it. He did.
Well, what about the real David Miller?
Yeah.
Well, see, he's out of town. And by the time he gets back, Mr. Angelino will know what a good cook I am, and he'll be so impressed with my work that he'll have to let me keep the job.
Oh, so, Jack, this doesn't sound like you.
I'm not me. I'm David Miller.
Hey, Jack.
Jack, listen. Just go along with me for a few weeks, okay? I'm not going to be Jack Tripper. Can you handle that? Can you handle that?
I guess so, Jack.
No. David Miller.
Hello? Yes? No. No, I'm sorry. Bye.
Who's that?
Somebody named Judy Sims.
Judy Sims? Janet, I've been trying to get a date with her for weeks.
Oh, golly, she had the wrong number. She was asking for some guy named Jack Tripper.
What?
Janet. Sorry, Dave.
Janet. Well, Janet, hi.
Hi.
This is the big day.
Oh, really? And who are you going to be today?
Cut it out, Janet.
Okay, Dave.
Oh, look, it's no big deal. Who's going to know?
Oh, anybody who reads the newspaper, that's who.
Well, so what? It's an ad for Angelino's restaurant.
Yeah, why don't you look down at the bottom?
Angelino's proudly presents the cooking wizardry of David Miller?
Mm-hmm. Now what do you say?
Oh, come on. Nobody ever reads the small print in those ads anyway.
That's right, Lefty. We're gonna collect from that deadbeat Miller after all. Nah, I wouldn't think of hurting him. You know me. I'll hurt him without thinking.
Look at this.
What do you know? The rat's come out of his hole.
Angelino's restaurant. How do you like that, Hortense? It's going to be at Angelino's restaurant. That's right. No one runs off with my wife and gets away with it. I'll kill him.
Hey, what are you doing, Jack? You're starting a new job tonight. Shouldn't you be reading recipes instead of the paper?
Janet, does Marlon Brando read about acting?
Excuse me?
Does Jack Nicklaus read golf manuals? Does Billy Graham read the Bible? Well, now that's a bad
example. I'm sorry, I was just trying to help.
Janet, I am a PRO professional. I don't need to read recipes. I got it all up here. Hello? David who? What? Oh, yes, I'm him. I'm me. David Miller speaking. Hi. Well, funny thing, you calling now, Mr. Angelino. I was just brushing up on my recipes.
Oh. How...
What? Who? Jason Devereaux, the food critic. He's coming to the restaurant tonight. He's requested my specialty. What specialty? Oh, that specialty. Oh, hey. No prob, Mr. Angelino. No, I can do that one with my eyes closed. Okay, see you soon. Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Jack, where are you going? What are you doing?
Poulet poche au zaramato natural.
Oh!
What are you doing?
You don't need this.
Give me that.
Remember, you don't need
Jack,
this.
Jack, give me that.
Come here. No!
Here. Oh, no. Don't be such a tease, Janet. I want it. I just want to look at it first. Hi, Sydney. Come here. She won't give me my cookbook.
Get up. Don't kiss me. Here, take it, you big baby.
I don't have time to read it now. I'll take it with me.
Oh, Jack. Guess who's going to be at Angelino's tonight?
Me.
No, me. My boss asked me to entertain an out-of-town client tonight, and we're going to Angelino's.
Oh, that's great, Cindy, but remember, I'm David Miller, so if you see me, don't give me away.
Jack, you won't even know I'm there.
Good.
Oh, I'll get it.
Believe me, I'll know you're there.
But I didn't crack. I didn't tell him anything.
Good for you.
How could I? I don't know anything.
Well, what did the guy want?
He was looking for some guy he thought lived in this building. He wanted to give him a message.
What was the message?
Rest in peace. I hate to be in David Miller's shoes right now.
Who?
David Miller, the man he was looking for.
Mr. Furley, where did that guy go?
I don't know. I think he was hungry. He said something about going to a restaurant.
Oh my God. Oh, Mr. Furley, we have to get down to Angelino's restaurant right away.
Not me. I'm not budging from this spot.
What if that gangster comes back?
I won't be here. I'll be right with you.
Oh. My gosh. Mr. Furley. Mr. Furley. Let's go.
He's locked us in.
Waiter?
Yes, Mr. Miller.
A little green for the navy bean. That's kitchen comedy. It's just carry on. See. Sprinkle with tarragon.
Miller! Great.
I am?
Yeah. Jason Devereaux told me he just loves your soup.
He does? Well, of course, I knew he would.
Hey, what's a piece of paper doing in this chicken?
Oh, that's a special dish of mine. It's Chinese. It's called fortune chicken.
I never met a great chef who wasn't crazy.
One salmon mousse, Mr. Miller.
Ah. One salmon coming right upstream. How's the salad coming, Felipe?
Oh, very well. And may I say what a pleasure it is to work alongside the great David Miller.
Oh, well, thank you, Felipe.
Oh, no, thank you, señor. 6 years. 6 years I work in this kitchen. I start out a dishwasher, but I watch, I learn, I slave, waiting for the chance to become a chef. And along comes this gringo and steals my job.
Felipe, is there something the matter?
Hey, everything is wonderful. Your greatness, yes. All right, I am a patient man. I wait my chance. After all, he cannot live forever.
David Miller.
Yes, sir, that's me.
Lefty don't like no chumps that don't pay off their gambling debts.
Lefty gam... What? I think you got the wrong guy.
Just cough up the $200.
$200? I don't have $200.
Oh, now that is a shame. Why don't we sit down?
What?
Try to start.
No, this is fine. I like it here.
I really hate to do this. Don't look.
Do what?
It'll be a surprise.
Hey! What's going on here?
Your chef likes to play the ponies, but he don't like to pay the price.
Mr. Angelino, don't listen to him. Listen to him!
How much does he owe you?
$200.
$200, huh? All right, here you go. Now, get out of here.
It's a pleasure doing business with you. Hey! Have a nice day.
Mr. Angelino, I really appreciate that. Thanks a lot.
Crazy chefs. Oh, I forgot to tell you, one of our customers would like to meet you.
Oh, I've got a lot to do.
It's good public relations.
I'm very busy.
She's very attractive.
Send her in. Mercy.
Hello. Are you David Miller?
The one and only.
I've been looking forward to this moment.
Hey! Whoa! Hey!
That's for my kid's sister.
What did she order?
Don't you play dumb with me.
What are you talking about?
Hey!
Who's your sister?
You mean you don't even remember her name?
Oh, wait.
Honey!
And don't ever get near my sister again.
You can count on it. We're through. Why didn't you help?
She didn't need no help.
A party of eight just came in all ordering steaks. Felipe, give me a hand to the freezer.
Oh, see.
Felipe!
You've got to get out of here. There's a gangster looking for you.
She already found me.
No, please, Dick, I'm serious. Your life's in danger.
It's cold in here. Janet's right. That guy was a real tough hombre.
And he was looking for me?
No, but he was looking for David Miller.
That's close enough. Let's get out of here. No job is worth this.
Yeah.
Come on.
You! Ow. You, David Miller!
David
Miller went out for a bite.
Oh. Well, I'll wait for him. I'm gonna kill him. I'll kill him!
There you are!
No, I'm not!
I'm Jason Devereaux.
The food critic?
Right. I just want to congratulate you on a wonderful salmon mousse.
Well, thank you.
It's even better than your poulet poche.
You think so?
Let's go.
Sure, I'm busy. Go on.
In fact, I'm going to give you a fantastic review.
Well, just make sure you spell my name right.
How could I misspell Miller?
You are a dream.
Wait.
You lied to me.
Just a minute. This man is a friend of mine. And
what?
And I got a lot of friends.
I can tell you that because I'm his roommate. Hi, everybody. I'd like to give my compliments to the chef.
Who's she?
His other roommate.
You're living with two girls? That proves it.
Cindy, will you please tell these people who I am?
Sure. He's David Miller.
I can't believe this.
There's your husband, Mr. Miller.
He's not David Miller. I wouldn't marry a jerk like that.
Oh, bless you.
How dare you impersonate such a wonderful person?
Well, looks like we made a mistake. Sorry, pal. Well, I think I'll go home and feed my wife's bird to my cat.
You know, we haven't been served yet. How do you get a waiter around here?
That's one way.
What's that?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's coming from in there.
Oh, the freezer! Oh, no! Mr. Angelino! Freezing? Fired! Bueno, now I get my chance. Felipe!
Forget it!
Mr. Angelino, is it too late to ask for a second chance?
Really, Mr. Angelino, it wasn't his fault.
No. I've had it with crazy chefs. They're not worth it. I'm gonna hire me some kid out of a cooking school.
You're gonna what?
Here's one. Tripper. Jack Tripper. I'll hire him.
Well, at least it proved that I'm good enough to work in a top-rated restaurant.
But you could have been killed.
Yeah, Jack, but that was a stupid idea, using somebody else's name.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of great men have done that.
Really? Like who?
Like me. I remember one time, many years ago, I was talking to this chick. And somehow I just happened to tell her that I was Errol Flynn.
And she believed you?
Sure. I had a mustache then.
Putting us on.
No, I'm not. No. She fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. I was doing great. She was practically panting. But then I went too fast, too far, too soon. I said something just a little too risque.
And what happened?
She hung up on me.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.